Welcome to Standing Yoga, a practice that is a union of the mind, body, and heart. This practice invites you to bring an awareness to your breath, to movement, to stillness, to the postures, to thoughts and emotions that might be present, and perhaps even to the attitude and intention in the moment as you practice these poses. As with lying down yoga, it is helpful to wear clothing that is comfortable and allows you to stretch. It may also be helpful to just check the place around you to make sure that you have enough space to stretch and that you are safe. It may also be helpful to have a yoga mat that allows a little more support through this practice. As you start settling in, couple reminders, just like we offered in the lying down yoga. It might be helpful to check in with the intentions and the attitude in your mind as you begin to settle in for this practice. Having an open-hearted intention to be kind and curious as you stretch towards the limits, just stopping short of them. Being careful and kind to not hurt or harm yourself in any way as you're doing these practices. And particularly if you have an injury or pain or any physical discomfort, please giving yourself permission to modify or change or sit out during any of the postures that we explore. If standing is challenging for you for any reason at all, it is also perfectly fine to use a chair, sitting upright in this chair, and exploring the same postures while sitting down. It may also be helpful, as you are settling in, to take a look at the illustrations of the yoga poses handed out in the classes or in your handbook. It helps also to check in with the attitude we bring. It is always helpful to do yoga with a heart of lightness, of kindness, and curiosity, allowing judgment, striving, and any kind of tightness and contraction that you notice in the emotional landscape to just rest for a little bit. This is a practice of care. It is a practice to reconnect, repair, and calm the body, mind, and heart. This practice is also an invitation to really listen to the body and to the body's needs in this moment and in this moment. So inviting a dance of listening, offering, and connecting with your mind, body, and heart, moment to moment. We begin the practice with an invitation to bring the body into an upright, dignified position and allowing the breath to be known. Feeling the breath breathing in the body, the in-breath, the out-breath. You might invite your eyes to just lower a little bit so that there is an inward energetic glance, checking in to what the landscape is for you in your body, with your emotions, just in this moment. And perhaps inviting a few deep breaths, allowing your body to really expand with the in-breath, allowing the awareness to expand to know what's there, and then releasing with the out-breath, allowing a sense of surrender into this moment, expanding, opening to what is with the in-breath, and resting with the out-breath. Allowing curiosity and awareness to hold what is present with the in-breath. And just allow what is there with the out-breath. And now we bring an intentionality into standing, into exploring the mountain pose. So continuing to stand upright with your arms by your side, palms slightly open, feeling into just the sense of balance here, allowing the heart to open with the breath and allowing the shoulders to just drop, simply letting them rest. And feeling a sense of balance. Feeling your head squarely resting between your shoulders. Feeling the weight distributed evenly between both feet. And keeping your knees, hips, and shoulders aligned. Breathing naturally. And just dropping into the stillness and aliveness of standing still. And yet noticing, perhaps, how many little adjustments it takes to stand in balance. Perhaps you notice the smallest of movements. What does it take to stand? Perhaps becoming curious about the act of standing itself. We weren't born standing. We learned how to stand. Becoming curious of how this body, this very long body, however many feet it is, can stand upright on a few inches of feet. Bringing this playful curiosity into the mountain pose, exploring standing and breathing, knowing you're standing, knowing you're breathing. Simple present moment awareness. And when you're ready, moving into the standing full body stretch. So with an inhale, raising both arms out to your sides and then allowing and inviting them to reach overhead, with your palms facing each other, inviting a gentle and deep stretch in through your arms and your torso, allowing them to just reach up towards the sky. And And as you exhale, slowly lowering your arms back to your sides, taking the time with awareness, curiosity, and care. Noticing all the movements and sensations as you bring your arms down, allowing them to rest by your side again, breathing in, breathing out, and then repeating at your own pace, allowing the stretch to deepen as much as is comfortable for you, allowing the breath to be your guide as you expand your body, reaching, and then allowing for a gentle release as you come to a rest with your arms by your side. Next, we explore the horizontal arm stretch. As you inhale, raising both arms up to the shoulder level, extending the arms as best as you can, and allowing the palms to face upward and out, flexing the wrists a little bit, and stretching as if you're trying to push the walls on your side away from you. Holding this stretch, deepening the stretch as best as you can. And with an exhale, slowly lowering your arms back to your sides with awareness, with curiosity, and with care. Allowing for a deep breath in and out. As you rest here, allowing for an awareness to expand into your body with the in-breath, and as you exhale, resting in that awareness. And when you're ready, repeating this stretch again, inhaling, raising both arms again to the shoulder length, flexing the wrists, allowing the palms to be upright so that it feels like you're pushing away from yourself, away into the walls. And when you're ready, exhaling slowly as you lower and float your arms and hands gently down to meet the sides of your body, allowing for an awareness of how the mind and body are working together, how the body follows the wishes of the mind, how the mind decides the movement. And as you come back into mountain position, just being aware again of stillness, of balance, and of aliveness in the breath that is breathing in you. And whenever you're ready, getting into the one arm stretch. So breathing naturally, and bringing your right arm gently overhead, allowing it to stretch towards the sky as deeply as you can. Reaching just a little bit more. And if you'd like to deepen the stretch a little bit, lifting your left heel, keeping the toes of your left foot on the ground so that you can feel the stretch throughout your body, lengthening, breathing, being aware of the sensations and the changing sensations in the body. Perhaps you notice a little more tingling in the arm that's raised up. Perhaps you're aware of the effort it takes to stretch. And perhaps you're aware of temperature differences now as the arm continues to raise itself up and towards the sky. And when you're ready, gently having the intention to slowly release and releasing the arm, releasing the heel, and gently allowing your arm to float back down towards your side of the body, back into mountain pose, back into balance. And taking a few deep breaths here. Perhaps lowering your eyes and paying attention to the feelings and sensations between your left side and your right side. Noticing the difference between the side that felt the stretch and between the side that did not. Being aware moment to moment of what it is that is being known in the body, in the mind, and perhaps even in your heart, in your emotions. And when you're ready, we repeat this one arm stretch on the other side. Inviting the left arm now to be raised overhead, allowing it to stretch all the way to the sky as best as you can. And simultaneously, if you would like to, you can raise your right heel, keeping the toes of your right foot on the ground. Allowing yourself to deepen the stretch as best as you can. With each breath expanding into the stretch. With every exhale, feeling a rest and release even as you put in effort to keep the arm raised. Feeling it reaching just a little bit more. And whenever you're ready, with an exhale, gently, gently releasing, taking all the time you need to float the arm back down again, lowering the heel back again, very gently noticing the changing sensations in your arms, in your palms, and perhaps even in your fingertips. And as you come to rest in the standing mountain pose, feeling once again balance in both your feet, balance in your whole body, just being aware of the sensations, especially noticing if the right side feels the same or different than the left side. Taking a moment to befriend, to connect, reconnect with your body, with your breath, just in this moment. Coming home to yourself, just in this moment. Taking another breath in, breath out. As you prepare to explore the side bending stretch. So with your next inhale, raising both arms up overhead as if you are exploring the standing full body stretch. Raising your arms all the way up. extending them up, and as you inhale, allowing for just a rest as you still keep your arms overhead. And then with the next inhale, standing tall, stretching upward, and with the exhale, keeping your torso facing forward, bending onto the right side as gently, as deeply as possible. Breathing in and breathing out, allowing for the stretch to be as full as possible, mindful of the sensations, emotions, and thoughts. And whenever you're ready, returning to the upright position with your arms stretched upward towards the sky. And whenever you're ready, exhaling and slowly, gently lowering your arms to your left side. Feeling the stretch as deeply as you can. Breathing into the stretch, especially on your right side as you bend in, surrender into your left side. And whenever you're ready, with an inhale, coming back into a full stretch all the way, raising your arms up towards the sky, feeling the stretch now from the tip of your fingers all the way down, rooting yourself into your feet. And when you're ready to, allowing the body to expand with the in-breath, and with the out-breath, allowing your arms gently, very gently, to float back down to the sides of your body, very, very gently, almost letting it surprise you as your palms meet your thighs. At any point during this recording, you're welcome to pause and continue to stretch or repeat a few more times before you continue, giving yourself permission to do that. And if you're ready to, coming into mountain pose, feeling again the groundedness, rootedness in your feet, feeling the balance throughout your body, taking a moment to pause, allowing the awareness to settle in, noticing whatever is present in the sensations in your body, how the breath is breathing in you, perhaps noticing the attitude in your mind, and any thoughts and emotions that might be present. And whenever you're ready, we will move into shoulder rolls. So continuing to stay grounded in your feet, allowing your shoulders to rise up, all the way up as far as they can go, as if they're trying to meet your earlobes. And when you're ready, circling them out and back, as if the shoulder blades are trying to meet each other, and gently lowering the shoulders and rolling them forward, bringing them towards your heart, and raising them up all the way again towards your ears, and continuing now to draw these circles, dancing with the breath, so that when you're expanding your chest and rolling the shoulders back, you're inhaling. And when you roll the shoulders in, exhaling and continuing at your own pace. Breathing, rolling, raising, lowering. being aware as much as possible of all the little sensations. Perhaps you might even be aware of some places that are a little contracted, needing a little space, taking the time to pause in those places, breathe, feeling a sense of space, and then continuing. And whenever you're ready, very gently resting and relaxing back into the neutral mountain pose. Taking a moment here again to just be aware of the sensations in your body now. Perhaps being aware of what it felt like to do this exercise, and if your shoulders and your upper back feel any different than perhaps when you started. And from here we transition into the next stretches. So slowly, from a balanced neutral position, bringing your right ear towards your right shoulder and stretching the left side of your neck as best as possible, being very gentle even as you deepen very, very gently into the stretch. Being particularly aware if there are any injuries, to back off well before you meet your limit. And breathing here, seeing if you can just deepen very gently into the stretch. And when you're ready to, allowing the head to come back up into a straight and neutral position. And with the next exhale, bringing the left ear to try to meet your left shoulder, allowing the shoulder to stay relaxed so that you're not really tightening up the shoulder to meet the earlobe, instead relaxing your shoulder and just simply stretching the right side of the neck so that the ear is trying to meet the shoulder. And feeling the stretch fully as you breathe naturally in this position. With each breath, seeing if you can just deepen very gently a little bit more. Always being careful never to hurt yourself. And whenever you're ready, allowing yourself to exhale and return back into a neutral position, bringing the head back into balance. And moving from here to just extend the neck towards the front so that your chin is trying to meet your chest. Being very gentle here as well, especially if you have any neck injuries. Very, very gently tucking the chin in and lowering the head down so that the back of the neck is stretched very gently. And staying here, breathing naturally, feeling into the stretch. And whenever you're ready, inhaling, straightening back up. And whenever you're ready, allowing the head to just be tilted back so that the front of your neck feels the stretch. Once again, being extremely careful if you have any neck injuries or feel any discomfort here. Only working with places of comfort and care for yourself. You're welcome to bob the head back and forth a little bit at your own pace, moving from chin tucked in, very, very gently, moving all the way up to extend the front of your neck and feel the stretch there. Back and forth. And when you're ready, coming back into a neutral position. From here, you're welcome to do some neck rolls if those feel right for you. Bringing the ear again to the shoulder, to the right shoulder, and then extending the front of your neck so that you're feeling the stretch in the front as you bring your head back, and very gently rolling on to the left side so that the left ear is trying to meet the left shoulder, and then very gently tucking your chin in and feeling the stretch in the back of your neck, allowing the circle at your own pace, very gently, very slowly, to be drawn. And whenever you're ready, coming back into a neutral position and repeating on the other side, starting with the left ear to the left shoulder, allowing the head to move back, feeling the stretch in the front of your neck, and then gently rolling the head so that the right shoulder meets the right ear as best as you can, and then tucking the chin in, rolling to the front, and continuing this roll in this direction. And whenever you feel ready, allowing your body to come back into the neutral mountain pose. Breathing in, breathing out, pausing, and releasing, resting, reconnecting just into this present moment. And when you're ready to, coming into the standing twist. So placing your hands on your hips, inhaling and standing up tall. Exhaling, keeping your hips facing forward, just twisting your torso to your right. Looking over your right shoulder. And being mindful, very, very gently allowing your body to twist into the breath, with the breath. Feeling the twist here, feeling the stretch in the twist. Being present to the sensations, emotions, whatever is present for you. And then very gently releasing and returning in to the neutral starting position, continuing to keep your hands on your hips. Feeling the balance here, taking a deep breath in. And as you exhale, twisting the torso to your left side and looking over your left shoulder. Allowing the twist to deepen with the breath. Feeling the sensations that might be present here. And seeing if you can deepen with each breath. Inhaling, twisting a little bit. Exhaling, resting. Inhaling, twisting. Exhaling, just resting in this twist. And whenever you're ready, allowing this inhale to notice this last bit of twist, and with the exhale, releasing the twist fully and coming back into a neutral position, allowing very gently your hands to release the hips and come back to your side. And you're welcome to repeat this on both sides, this time if you'd like to, inviting yourself to deepen the twist a little bit, allowing your hips and legs both to rotate just a little bit, keeping your feet exactly where they are, and twisting as deeply as you can. First to the right side, breathing, allowing for a deeper twist with each breath, always being sure to be gentle and not push beyond what is comfortable. A little effort, but no pain. And then releasing back into a central position. And whenever you're ready, allowing the twist onto the other side. Fully twisting, allowing your hips and legs to rotate, looking over your shoulder, deepening the twist as deeply as possible. And whenever you're ready, allowing yourself to come back to a neutral position, letting your arms and hands float back down, coming back into stillness of the mountain pose. We'll explore a balanced pose next. For this pose, please feel free to hold on to something until you develop a better balance. Starting out in the mountain pose, allowing your body to be perfectly balanced, feeling yourself grounded, rooted in both your feet. And then gently allowing your weight to shift onto your left foot, feeling it solidly on the ground. And then gently lifting your right foot and right leg. You can either bend the knee and raise it right in front of you, or if you're comfortable, you can extend your arms to your side and allow the right leg to be extended away from the body so that you are perfectly balanced, rooting into your left leg, left foot, and balancing, being aware of all the sensations, all the small adjustments it takes your body to be in balance. As you rest just on one foot, and whenever you're ready, very gently releasing, bringing the right foot back in to meet your left foot, allowing your arms, if they're outstretched, to very gently be lowered. And feeling a sense of balance again in the mountain pose. Before we repeat this on the other side, shifting the weight and fully rooting yourself in the right foot and feeling the strength in your right leg as you gently shift your balance for your body to be supported on your right leg, extending the left leg out if this is comfortable for you, allowing your arms to be extended to help with the balance, and taking the time you need to make the adjustments with whatever little or deep movement that can help you with balance. It's perfectly okay to just have the leg very, very close to the body, and it's perfectly okay to extend all the way out as well. Work with whatever is best for you in this moment. Breathing and being aware of all the adjustments, all the sensations that might be present for you. And very gently, whenever you're ready, releasing the pose, coming back into the neutral mountain pose. As you breathe in and out, preparing yourself to explore the last pose in this series on this recording, the forward bend. Please be careful if you have any lower back injuries or any lower back pain with bending forward. It's perfectly fine to just stay in the mountain pose and visualize a forward bend if this is too difficult for you. If you are able to, inhaling, raising your arms and extending them overhead into a full body stretch. And then exhaling, folding forward, slowly bringing your hands down towards the floor, stopping wherever it is comfortable for you, and inhaling, resting for a breath. Exhaling, stretching further down if you can. You may slightly bend your knees, and when you're down as far as you can comfortably go, breathing in and out. Letting this be a pose of surrender. Feeling into just letting go. Making sure that your neck is not tight. Allowing your neck and shoulders to be soft, gentle. Letting them rest with gravity. And whenever you're ready to, inhaling. Slowly returning to the starting position, very, very gently releasing, pausing as you exhale, and returning very gently into the mountain position. Taking a moment here to pause, connecting and reconnecting once again to your body in the standing position. Checking into how the landscape is emotionally, physically, how it was when you started and where it is right now. And whenever you're ready, inviting the body into the corpse position, the pose of relaxation. So bringing your body to the floor, lying on your back. And allowing the body to rest with the breath. Feeling the very gentle expansion of the body with the inhale. Allowing the awareness to know the sensations of rest. And with the exhale, allowing the body to really sink in to the present moment. Feeling the body restore and heal. Taking a moment to feel the dance of the waves of the breath. Allowing your feet to fall where they may. Relaxing your legs. Allowing your pelvic area to relax. Really feeling into your lower back, being held with the floor, allowing your shoulders to relax into the floor, feeling heavy, letting your arms fully rest, softening your hands by your side, allowing the belly to rise and fall. Feeling the breath expanding your heart center. Allowing your head to fully rest. And softening the face. And if you care to, allowing a gentle smile to be known in your eyes and perhaps at your lips. breathing in, coming to the end of this practice, opening your heart to gratitude for the gift of this practice you have given yourself, and wishing yourself and all beings peace and well-being.